name. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media. Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing? How's been your day?
No, the day is good. No problem.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. How's your day?
Well, my day has been good. Lots of work, but I'm glad we are here to actually spread the good tidings. Excited to be here, especially that we are going to be having this topic about evangelism one more time. Thank you for asking, Pastor. Now, let's go for it. Obviously, as we go ye therefore, as we were commissioned to do, as with any other task we're given, there has been a goal and a method of measuring performance, and that will be the focus of this conversation as we continue to speak. Now, Pastor, what is the role of evangelism? Is it baptism or is it converting people to Adventism?
The goal is now look, the what is evangelism? We are spreading the good news about Jesus Christ. The intention is to win as many people as we can to Jesus Christ. How do you win people to Jesus Christ? They accept him as their personal savior, and then after accepting as their personal savior, they get baptized and start following him also, and invite others to come and also follow them as they follow Jesus Christ. So the goal really is to win souls to Jesus Christ. But we don't have the power to win a soul. We only have the power to evangelize. What happens is not in our hands. It's completely beyond us. But our goal is actually to win everyone to Jesus Christ. Ultimately, so that no one is lost, everyone is saved.
So
that is the goal of evangelism, yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, I get you that. So, whose role is it, therefore, to convert someone's heart?
The role of a human being is to speak about Jesus, is to make sure as many people know about Jesus Christ, and then they are given enough information to be able to make a decision for Jesus Christ. Now, the question you're asking is, whose role is it to convert hearts? And the role to convert hearts is left to the Holy Spirit. You speak, and the Holy Spirit will take over and convict. And then after you are convicted of the truth, then you will make your decision for Jesus Christ. So as a human being, as a pastor, as an evangelist, as an elder, as a church member, I have no role to play in the context of changing someone's heart. It is left to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit alone.
So ours is to just take the word out there, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest.
Yes, sir. We take the word out there, and then the Holy Spirit will take over.
And then is there a
way... What does that mean?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I think... Now, what does that mean? It now means how many people have been converted, how many people have been baptized, how many people are in church through my evangelism does not matter. It shouldn't concern me. It shouldn't excite me. It should also not frustrate me. It shouldn't make me feel I'm better than others. It should also not make me feel like I'm worse than others, because I've not converted any soul. I've not converted any heart. It should not bother me. Your responsibility is not to convert heart, to convict and to change people. It's simply to spread the good news, and then the Holy Spirit will take over. Have you spread the good news? Yes, I have. You've done your part. How many people have baptized 10? How many people have baptized 0? Doesn't matter. You've done your part.
You know, if that's the case, then, Pastor, how are we going to measure the success of an evangelistic effort?
How are we going to measure the success of an evangelistic effort? We measure the success of the evangelistic effort by the number of people we manage to reach, the number of people we have spoken to, the number of people we have given the word, the number of people who have been in contact with the word through that evangelistic effort. If you've reached 1,000 people, if you've reached 100 people, if you've reached 200 people, then you know your reach, what you have done, what you have achieved. If you've baptized 2 people, if you've baptized 10 people, if you've baptized 20 people, it doesn't matter. All that matters is the fact that you have reached as many people as you can. Let me tell you what happens. There's a possibility that you can, if you think you're a failure in an evangelistic effort, and then you are in Khaburoni, and then you've been preaching for 3 weeks, and only one person is baptized. If you're going to use baptism as a stick of success or failure, then you're going to consider yourself as a failure. But there's a possibility that one person is going to preach, and 1,000 people are going to be baptized. And that those 1,000 people are going to preach, and 10,000 people are going to be baptized. Yet, on the other hand, yourself, you look at yourself as a failure because you only baptized one person. But that one person has reached 100,000 people. If you had not done that, those 1,000 people, those 2,000 people, those 500 people that the other person has reached to would not have been reached. So it's not our responsibility, really, how many people are baptized. It's not our responsibility how many people stay in church. Some people baptize 100 people. After 2 months, those 100 people are back where they were before the baptism. But they're excited because they baptized 100 people sometime back during evangelistic effort. So that is not a measure of success.
Yeah, it is indeed not. Thank you so much for that. Now, should there be a focus on numbers? You did say that not there should be. But we normally hear, people announcing that in Zambia, 15,000 people have been, baptized. And in Zimbabwe, in just one campaign, we baptized 12,000 people and we went to Kenya. This seems to be the KPIs. As it were. Why does it seem to matter when you actually say no, it actually does not matter? Is this a contradiction?
Because our church is administered in one way, the issue of numbers come into play because as a pastor, when you are running a district, you have targets. Of baptism, targets for returning of tithe, targets of attendance in church. So there are different targets that the administration at the local conferences will use to check whether the pastor is doing his job in his own district. So the issue of numbers comes from there, from the fact that as a pastor, as an employed administrator, as an employed leader in the church, you are measured, you are looked at depending on certain things. And if you've met them, you become excited. Just last month, Global Youth Day, we had the report that in Zambia, 21,000 people were baptized after the youth week of prayer. And then in Botswana, for example, I think throughout the conference, it's plus or minus 50 people who were baptized. So when you look at those numbers, it looks like, oh, Zambia is doing so well compared to the way we are doing, you know. The pastors in Zambia, if there was a bonus that needs to be given when you've reached a target, they'll possibly be given a bonus.
And then
those here, they've not met a target, so there's no bonus for them. So those are the dynamics that we have. We have what the local conference would expect from their employed member. And I guess even in any employment environment, there are always targets here and there that you need to meet to show that you're doing your part. If the conference doesn't do that again, pastors, we can sleep from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and we don't do anything. And then we get paid at the end of the month. So those are the dynamics that are there. But when we look at evangelism as a tool that Jesus has given to us and needs us to follow as Christians, they are not such targets of numbers and the like. Numbers, if they were created by ourselves to administer, to make our lives easier, make our lives understandable. Yes, it looks like a crusade or an evangelistic effort with 21,000 people, 10,000 people is very successful. But when you look at it again and look at other dynamics and the like, you might find that those people might not actually make it to the promised land, if you may call it that. So, and then, what's the point of baptizing 100 people and none of them is going to be saved? Isn't it better to baptize one who's going to reach out to 10, who are going to reach out to 50, and all those people will be saved ultimately.
Yeah, I actually think that it is honestly better that you have a few impactful or potentially impactful, you know, individuals. Pastor, I must thank you so much once again for joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. We're going to be connecting at the same time, same place tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.